Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I might save my shutdown update. Suffice it to say, Magic Mike, Jack Hole Johnson, Marionette Mike had a really bad day in the media yesterday. And I mean, really bad day. And I kind of want to do that all in one batch, but it's incredibly important for us to get to what is happening in some of these court cases, especially the court cases that involve the deployment of troops in our cities. Because over this past week, there were just some, and starting last week, Jim, there were just some extraordinary court rulings. And it is just breaking now that the Trump administration is appealing the decision yesterday from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin, our own home circuit court, found that there is no rebellion and that protests, even if they include sporadic violence, don't constitute a rebellion. This isn't shocking. And now Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to intervene here. It's pretty scary stuff that we're in. And the case about the National Guard deployments in Illinois, Jim, is probably the most notable. But within the last week and a half, there have been at least two federal courts that have concluded that Donald Trump violated specific restraining orders that prohibited the Trump administration from doing certain things. We'll get to those, but let's start with this case about the deployment. And Jim, I'm gonna read for everyone, and then I wanna get your reaction to the Seventh Circuit's incredibly matter-of-fact language.
Not mincing words at all, right?
No,
right,
and right, it's just to the point. So straightforward. Yes. And I want to get your reaction to that. Here's the Seventh Circuit yesterday. Again, this is the case brought by Governor Pritzker to stop Donald Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois. Separately, we will also get into the fact that the Department of Homeland Security and ICE officials continue to lie and manufacture propaganda to try to scare Americans into agreeing with these Gestapo-like tactics that have now snared some 170-plus U.S. citizens and who have seized and disappeared and have slated for deportation of the entire population of people that they're taking. Most estimates, most watchers think that over 60% of those people have no criminal record at all. So it's exactly what he didn't say he was going to do. Here's the Seventh Circuit, though. Let's start with this. Although we substantially agree with the definition of rebellion set forth by the district court in the California case, we emphasize that the critical analysis of a rebellion centers on the nature of the resistance to governmental authority. Political opposition is not rebellion. A protest does not become a rebellion merely because the protesters advocate for legal or policy changes, are well organized, call for significant changes to the structure of U.S. government, use civil disobedience as a form of protest, or exercise their Second Amendment right to carry firearms as the law currently allows. Nor does a protest become a rebellion merely because of sporadic and isolated incidents of unlawful activity or even violence committed by rogue participants in the protest. Such conduct exceeds the scope of the First Amendment, of course, and law enforcement has apprehended the perpetrators accordingly. But because rebellions at least use deliberate, organized violence to resist governmental authority, the problematic incidents in this record clearly fall within the considerable daylight between protected speech and a rebellion. Applying our understanding of rebellion to the district court's factual findings, and even after affording great deference to the president's evaluation of the circumstances, we see insufficient evidence of a rebellion or danger of rebellion in Illinois. The spirited, sustained, and occasionally violent actions of demonstrators in protest of the federal government's immigration policies and actions without more does not give rise to a danger of rebellion against the government's authority. The administration thus has not demonstrated that it is likely to succeed on this issue. That language was endorsed by two Republican-appointed judges, one appointed by Donald Trump himself during his first administration, the other appointed by George Herbert Walker Bush. Jim, your reactions, we got about a minute, and then we'll go to the phones on the other side, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Your reactions to that, It is
decisive. It's clear. This is not a court that's even saying, you know, there are things on the other side we should talk about, but in the end, we balance it. Not even close. Political opposition is not rebellion, Mr. President. And you've got appeals court judges, as you said, from all perspectives on the bench saying just that. We've got them. We know about Judge Imbriget also, obviously, in Portland. Yes. Same kind of thing coming from this basic definition and saying, no, knock it off. Stop it. And again, the president has a right to appeal these things. This should not be appealed. This is a basic statement about how we live and work in America. Good for the Supreme Court to say just that.
Seventh Circuit. And he is appealing it,
right?
Of course.
Yep.
We'll see what the knee benders to an authoritarian president do when the Supreme Court decides what to do with the emergency appeal. We're going to take your calls and thoughts on the other side. We're going to dig into these other complete flouting of court orders by the Trump administration next. 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.